Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, all lined up, ready to go. I suppose that's the conversation of the day. Maybe the non-political conversation of maybe not the week, but this will be in the talkers' top 10. Victoria, the Dallas police officer, former Dallas police officer, who was found guilty of murder. Shooting her next-door neighbor. This is the weirdest. I remember this happened last year.
Yeah.
I thought, this is kind of weird. She went into the wrong apartment, and she shoots the guy who lives there.
He was in his apartment, and so
right.
She shot and killed him. And then
she thought he was an intruder.
Yeah.
So that doesn't carry any water, though it's a plausible answer, but apparently the evidence didn't prove at least to make the jury doubt it. It was a quick verdict, very quick decision.
Yeah.
On their part. The prosecutors said there was no way that she could have missed a number of signs that she was in the wrong apartment, like walking up an extra flight of stairs and not seeing the red door on the ground.
I don't know if she was drunk or if she was on drugs. I'm not, because you would have to be.
That wasn't clear.
Yeah. You would have
right.
to be.
Yeah.
But you can't be drunk and shoot someone and not take responsibility, you know?
Right.
So
they said that there was like a small amount of marijuana or something. I don't care how drunk or how high or whatever it was going on. I understand being in the wrong hallway. I'm sure that can happen to the best of us.
But
if you walk into an apartment and don't see your furniture,
right?
I mean, that's the dead giveaway for me, no pun intended. I mean, if I walk in and didn't see, you know, my cat and my couch, I might go, oh, wait, I might question myself before I start shooting somebody.
Well, there's nothing
more going on.
In your case, there's no other house in the world that looks like yours. So you couldn't get lost.
My house is very cute for the neighborhood.
It is cute. Yeah, for the neighborhood.
As I recall, you broke in once. You're lucky I didn't get out in March to take care of you.
I think at least once, yes, under the circumstances. All right, so do we have anything that's universal about the Trumpster situation? I thought the polls, the surveys, four or five of them released the last day or so, show some fairly significant support for the impeachment. It's kind of like half and half or almost half.
So indicative of politics right now. It is literally half and half. Most of the polls are like 47-47, something like that.
Yeah. So how does he recover from this? How does he get out of this hole? How does he fix the problem for himself and for
really
the party?
Well, he's really good at branding. I mean, there's no reason. The only reason you've been hearing him say it was a perfect phone call is because that's what he does. He brands things. He knows how to market a storyline. He knows how to brand people. He did it to Hillary Clinton. I don't know. The RNC released numbers yesterday. They raised $125 million in the third quarter. And to put that in perspective with what Obama did at the same point when he was in office at the same time going into a second term, he raised $70 million. President Trump is raising a lot of money. The RNC in the last three, like since with the 3 days of impeachment inquiry talk last week, they raised $20 million. So, I think his base, there's also some polling indicating that his base isn't cracking with this. He still has it. The battle is always going
to be...
The base is not fringe. I mean, the base is the Republican Party for the most part.
Well, I would tell you the farmers are not with him anymore, Jennifer. The people that I know who are farmers.
You know, and that's one of the things, it's interesting that you say that, because when I go around and I do speeches, there's two groups really to watch, and those are independent voters and the farmers. And I think if he can settle something with China, if the trade war can come to a conclusion of some kind, I think there's no chance that he won't win again in 2020, even with all this stuff going on. So I think you have to watch the farmers. In talking to my family, they voted Democrat their whole life until Trump, and then they voted for Trump. And now they're saying, well, you know, we're not happy, but we don't know what we're going to do yet. It depends on who runs against him. And I think that really, it's hard to judge polling when you're thinking about 19 other candidates.
If they're silly enough to put Elizabeth Warren out there.
Right, then the farmers are going back to Trump in a second.
Right.
And along with big business, because big business doesn't want to see Elizabeth Warren. So it's hard to predict right now because you don't know who he's running against. It's very easy to say anybody but Trump until you have that person.
All right, so let's not waste our time on that. Let's talk about this other whistleblower that's come forward alleging some sort of inappropriate steps taken to influence the audit of his taxes. I guess this goes back to August when Richard Neal, who's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, there's allegations, and Munchkin is in the fray as well. So is there anything to this, or is this more, let's go get Trump, bang, 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 bang?
I don't know. I think we have to actually see it. Look, I want to judge this stuff fairly. I've always said I care about the country and the office more than I do about a Trump vote. It's just, you know, I feel like there has been a total effort to get him. And I use air quotes.
Oh, there is.
The first day he was
Maxine
signed,
Waters said... Maxine Waters said the president ought to be thrown in solitary confinement. Impeachment's not good enough for him. Of course it's ridiculous. So it's all that kind of rhetoric that does polarize people. And then Trump, on the other hand, when he says there'll be a revolution or a civil war if I'm not reelected, that's nonsense as well.
And I don't think it's about re-election. It's about impeachment. And I honestly believe if we go down this path, this is not good for our country to impeach someone because you don't like them and because, you know, he doesn't make you feel good. The Democrats had a real opportunity to get together a great candidate, to give them a platform that means something to the American people. I mean, look, I'm no Democratic strategist, but I can tell you right now.
Well, the strategy can work for either party. Yeah.
I look at polling, and where you could poke holes into Trump all day long is in healthcare, because the two issues that top the list of what Americans care about, immigration is first, healthcare is second, poll. And Trump has tried to do stuff about immigration, but he promised he was going to repeal and replace Obamacare. And we could argue that that was John McCain's fault or whatever. He did not do that. And so if I'm a Democrat and I want to actually do something for America that's positive and moves us forward, I come up with a kick butt plan for healthcare, and I run it strong against Trump with all the force of the Tom Steyers and the George Soros and all those big money Democratic donors. And we try to beat him, you know, instead of try to go down
this
path.
I think that's why Bernie still has traction, because the Medicare for All is something that is very, very appealing to a lot of people. And so I think that that's why he still is relevant. I think it's
interesting,
exactly that reason.
You're saying that
the most money of all the candidates, by the way.
There's a poll, the Manchester Union Leader, that suggests that Bernie is on the outs in New England even. Warren and Biden are tied pretty much at, I don't know, 49%, something like that. Bernie's got all the other, Betty Gochi, or whatever his name is, the mayor.
Buttigieg,
him too. Kamala Harris is at the end of the line in the poll. But that's New England. I don't know how she'd do in California. But
I read something yesterday. She just raised another $11 million or something. So
why?
People are still supporting
her. Who would give a nickel to
her?
She's
got business behind her.
That's
how she became
so
senator. In California, she's like number five in the polls. Elizabeth Warren is winning by 9 points.
Why
in
would
California
you give any
Biden.
Money to somebody like that that hasn't got a chance of anything? I mean, she stayed in the Senate, I suppose, used the money for that.
Especially
why would people in California even vote for her for Senate? She is the fraudulent. She's the face of fraudulence. She really is. Anyway, the network's news coverage of the Ukraine situation doesn't spend much time looking into Joe Biden. So is there anything to that? That is not the network news coverage, but to Biden and what happened in Ukraine. I don't, that's been back and forth and up
and
down.
I've read so many things that said that it's been disproved long ago, and that this is just one of Trump's talking points that he just keeps bringing up over and over, and then people believe that there's something to it. I mean, that is part of his strategy. He's good at doing that.
Yeah, but there was actually, there are a lot of books written about this way before Trump. Peter Schweizer is one that wrote about this, the empire, and I've read his books, and they're very convincing. What's at issue here is that when Biden was vice president, he took Hunter to China and on Air Force Two, and within 2 weeks, Hunter Biden, who was thrown out of the military for cocaine and for drug use, literally had a deal, like a $1 billion deal with China Bank, literally their banking system. So 2 weeks later, he has that deal. Then he goes and gets in business with John Kerry's son. They go off to Ukraine. He's asked to sit on the board of Burisma, which Burisma is an energy and oil group. That he has no experience in that. He doesn't speak Ukraine. He's like not, there's no reason why they would choose him. I mean, I guess you could ask him, but why they would choose him.
Choose him because he's the vice president's son. That's why.
Right, and that's the problem.
And he was making that. Yeah.
And he was making over $50,000 a month. And then they were starting to look into Burisma Capital. And that's when Joe Biden, who in his own words bragged about it on a campaign video, said, I went to them and told them to fire that prosecutor. And they did. And he threatened to withhold loan funding. And so there are some things that are problematic. And whether or not we want to think that they're political or not, look, if we're all about investigations, then investigate them.
Yeah, let's have another investigation. Let's waste more of the taxpayers' money. Yeah, let's do that. 17 after the hour.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a printer.
It's where an associate explained the difference between an inkjet, a laserjet, and a super tank printer in a way I could understand. Where I found a huge selection of printers at great prices, so I didn't have to run store to store. And it's where I can easily find the ink, toner, and paper I need priced low every day.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all your printing needs. And right now, save up to $200 on select printers. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only and 10/5/19 while supplies last. Exclusions apply.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Constipation. Just about everyone deals with it at one time or another. But chronic constipation leads to around 2.5 million doctor visits every year. It can interfere with daily activities and generally make life miserable.
One of the most common causes can be diet. Either eating a very low-residue diet or a very processed diet.
And don't skip meals, especially breakfast. Another factor, according to gastroenterologist Dr. Gene Fox, is not drinking enough water, and certain medications can also be culprits.
Some of the medications that can be really quite constipating are anything in the opioid pain medication family, and then certain medications that we use for blood pressure control.
So what can you do? Dr. Fox says pay attention to your diet, make sure you're getting enough fiber, stay hydrated, and stay active. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response. In places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Have you seen the pictures of this guy grabbing Justin Timberlake's leg while he's walking into Paris Fashion Week with his wife, Jessica Biel? The guy's down.
I didn't think
on
they caught me on camera.
No, some guy is on his hands and knees grabbing onto Justin Timberlake's leg. What in the name of God is the matter with people? A serial carpet disruptor, he was described as. 21 at the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With Maren Morris here on the DJV program Music Time at this hour, 24 after the hour. CMA award nominations have been announced. 53rd Annual Country Music Association Awards have lists. Well, let's see. Veterans are on the list. The veterans dominate the list. But there are some rising stars moving in as well. Maren Morris, to whom you are listening now, leads this year's slate with 6 nominations. You surprised Jennifer with that?
No, she's a really big up-and-comer. Maybe already arrived, but yeah, she's definitely got a lot of heat.
She just came out with an album at the beginning of this year, so that's not surprising.
9 other acts received 3 or more nods. Blake Shelton, Dierks Bentley, and the hottest breakthrough artist in recent years, Luke Combs, took home New Artist of the Year last year. Brothers Osborne are the top duo or group with 4 nominations. Dan and Shay have 3, including album and single of the year. Who's this?
Brothers Osborne.
Sounds like Trace. Brothers Osborne?
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
After, let's see, Kacey Musgraves scored 3 nominations, including Female Vocalist and Song of the Year. After beating out pop stars, including Drake, Post Malone, and Cardi B, for the top prize, the Grammys in February, Musgraves got nominations for Music Video, Song of the Year, for Rainbow, which she co-wrote alongside Shane McAuley and Natalie Hemby. Musgraves, who made her Coachella debut back in April, also earned her 6th Female Vocalist of the Year nod out of the past 7 years. Blake Shelton got 3 nods for God's Country Dive Bar, which is the hit with Garth Brooks. Interesting combination, isn't it, huh?
It's a cool song. Fun one.
Are they friends in real life?
I never knew that they were, but they must have been at least friendly enough to do this.
Yeah. Dive Bar, top 20 country airplay hit. will compete against the Little Nas X. Is that it? Little Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Little Nas X.
Nas X, yeah. Old Town Road, which is a remix among others. Sheldon won in that category in 2010 for Hillbilly Bone. I don't have my mind wander into that. That's hard.
You're supposed to.
I guess you are. I understand that. Yes. All right. What else have we got from Blake Shelton? Well, looks like he and Pitbull have a new collaboration called Get Ready. It's on the newly released album from Pitbull, Libertad 548. This guy is a rapper, and Blake is a country. This is interesting.
He's not a rapper. He's, what is Pitbull? I don't know.
He's Pitbull.
He's a talk singer who just yells a lot in the background. He's kind of like he's like a hype man. He just yells stuff.
Really? Okay, good to know. Get Ready features Blake Shelton singing a hook from Ram Jam's update of the song Black Betty. What in the world? Libertad 548 was released last Friday.
Why are you saying what in the world? You know that song.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out the connection between the two of them.
I know. It's a lot.
Pardon me if I don't get it on first. It fills my ears here. The title on is Pitbull's father, who was involved in the Mario Boatlift, transported a lot of Cubans to the U.S. mainland. Other collaborators on the album include Daddy Yankee, Lil Jon, Becky G, and Ne-Yo. All of them, of course, I listen to their music all day, every day. Get Ready isn't Pitbull's first collusion with country music. He appeared on Keith Urban's Son Don't Let Me Down from 2016's Ripcord, as well as with Kesha on the hit single Timber, which blended elements of country and dance music. So on December 13th, Shelton releases Fully Loaded, God's Country, a collection of recent hits and new tracks. There it is.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
I'm a lawn guy, and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scott's. Lay down Scott's Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. This is a Scott's Yard.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
While the president calls the inquiry a hoax and a scam, a frustrated and angry President Trump said he would go ahead and cooperate with investigators.
This is a fraudulent crime on the American people, but we'll work together with Shifty Shift and Pelosi and all of them, and we'll see what happens.
Reporters are still asking about the urgent meeting on Capitol Hill. The State Department Inspector General gave key committee members a briefing on Ukraine and dropped off a packet of information. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says it appears to be disinformation that was devised to discredit the impeachment inquiry against the president. He called it amateurish and an irrelevant distraction.
It is a package of propaganda and disinformation and conspiracy theories. The real question is, where did it come from?
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
At the hour here on the DJV program. D as in Doug, J as in Jennifer, V as in Victoria, who's going to bring us up to date on the latest from Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I thought it was very interesting. Some of the news media comparing the media's treatment of Meghan Markle to Prince Harry's mother, Princess Di. Mm-hmm. Which I think is, I don't know whether it's legit or it isn't legit, but...
Well, he feels it's similar.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, he issued a statement that, you know, they just wrapped up their trip to Africa, and by all accounts, it seemed to be a very successful trip, and people loved seeing them. They saw baby Archie for the first time, and so it...
How do you measure success for a trip like that?
I think it was a successful trip, and, you know, there was no controversy. People seemed to really love meeting Meghan Markle in person, and it just seemed like it was a good trip. And so now that the trip is over, Prince Harry has taken a pretty strong stance against the British tabloid press. He issued a statement, which he has not really done. He only did this one other time when they got engaged. And at the time, the reports were horribly racist, and he called them out for being racist. But This time, he said, quote, unfortunately, my wife has become one of the latest victims of a British tabloid press that wages campaigns against individuals with no thought to the consequences, a ruthless campaign that has escalated over the past year throughout her pregnancy and while raising our newborn son. He said that they, the two together have continued to put on a brave face, but I cannot begin to describe how painful it has been. He said that he has been a silent witness to Meghan's private suffering for too long, and he said to stand back and do nothing would be contrary to everything we believe in. Then he mentioned Princess Diana. He said, though this action may not be the safe one, it is the right one, because my deepest fear is history repeating itself. I've seen what happens when someone I love is commoditized to the point that they are no longer treated or seen as a real person. I lost my mother, and now I watch my wife falling victim to the same powerful forces. That is a very strong statement.
I think it's accurate.
And that's something that, you know, a lot of us have felt. Wow, there's some similarities. They're really attacking her the way they went after Princess Di. But until you really hear it from her son, it kind of, it holds a lot of weight, the fact that
sadistic.
He even mentioned that.
It's sadistic. This kind of stuff is just plain damnable and
British
sadistic.
British tabloids, though. Man,
they're sadistic.
Are just, I know.
They are.
They're notoriously horrible.
And so what does that say about the British people? What are they? Who buys this stuff? I mean, that's one of the things about England that I don't like. I happen to love.
They love the tabloids.
They really love all this crap.
Gosh.
It's just crap. It's complete
it is.
Crap. Yeah. Good for him that he spoke up.
Yeah,
in the way he ought to.
Well, they're actually
stick up for their wives,
and he should. And Harry and Meghan are actually in the process of suing Britain's Daily Mail.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. They published that letter that she had written to her father. Now we know, obviously, either the father or that creepy sister sold the letter to the Daily Mail. But Harry and Meghan are suing them, saying that they never should have published it, and they shouldn't have. It was embarrassing. It was horrible.
Yeah. So a couple of other people in the news: Tom Cruise was in Ukraine scouting film locations for the next Mission Impossible.
Gosh, can we just all stay out of Ukraine?
I know, right? I've never heard about Ukraine more than this.
I told you about my trip to the Ukraine.
No, it's just Ukraine. And don't say that. That drives me nuts. The reason
I
keep talking about Ukraine.
You nuts, yeah.
It's nobody goes to the Mexico. Nobody goes to the Poland.
But we do come to the
United
States.
I go to Canada.
Hey. So anyway, he was there, and he went to meet with the president. He was the president.
Who hasn't met with this guy?
Maybe he should have a phone call. I think Pompeo's got some time this afternoon.
Yeah.
He can join
him. Right. Yep. There you go. Okay, let's see. Who else do we have on the people list? Ex-Representative Chris Collins, Jennifer. Pled guilty.
Is he going to be with Michael Cohen in upstate
New
York?
Insider trading. Yeah, it could be a good place for him.
Yep.
I don't know what his sentence is like.
His seat.
It'll be open until they have a special election. Usually,
nobody knows. I thought somebody got appointed usually.
With the Senate, I know someone gets appointed. Because, you know, that's the big story in California is that Dianne Feinstein, who's like 8,003, give or take a day, is...
nice.
is going to step down, and then Gavin Newsom, the governor, would appoint Eric Garcetti, the brilliant mayor of Los Angeles, who allows 60,000 people to sleep on the streets every night, to become senator. Because
so what is Gavin
remember,
Newsom
he was
going to
run for
this?
President, but he couldn't. Newsom's going to run for president. He's there.
Yeah, of course. He'll be great.
This is a stepping stone.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So we've got, Colin's 69 years old. Business dealings with Innate Immunotherapies, a biotech company headquartered in Australia, had inside information, bought a lot of stock.
I think it involved his kid, too, if I remember right.
Yeah,
he
and his son
broke
both
a couple years
river.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so they have...
Well, they can both wear a gray jumpsuit like the situation did. Maybe they'll also lose 36 pounds in jail and
is that what
come
he
out.
Did, really?
He lost 36 pounds. He's never looked better. I'm telling you, I've seen him in the hallway.
Oh,
he never looked better. He's on the cover of Men's Health now on their
website.
For
those who don't know, he lives in the same building that Victoria does in New Jersey.
Mike the Situation is who we're talking
Mike
about.
Mike the Situation.
Jersey Shore, yeah.
Stacey Dash. What's the latest?
She is a hot mess. Oh, my God.
I think she's out of jail, I think.
Yeah.
Did you hear that she was telling the arresting officers? I was in Clueless, you know.
I know. She said she was a political pundit, too.
I thought she was a prisoner.
I admire women who jump into this business. It's not easy to become, to get into politics, and people will tear you apart. And
she didn't exactly do it well, though.
No. I mean, she sat on the couch on Fox News on Outnumbered, and she had, like, her cards with her, and it was just like, oh, God,
she's an idiot.
Kylie Jenner is dating Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith's gay.
I thought she has a...
There's a picture of him with his hand on her butt.
Yeah, because a gay man can do that. A straight man cannot, unless you're dating. Yeah. Yes. They were all at Justin Bieber's wedding. That's where those pictures are all from.
Ah.
Down in South Carolina.
But I couldn't put my hands on your butt and get away with it.
Because you're not a gay man.
Oh, okay. So what, gay man? Excuse me?
He likes Barry Manilow.
I do like Barry Manilow. I have no problem.
He's a Manilow.
Yep, I have absolutely no problem. I have always been known in real manhood as someone who understands sensitivity. I am a sensitive New Age guy, according to my daughter, and I have no problem
with
that.
Sometimes you are.
Okay, judgment time. Mm-hmm. The vaping deaths there in New Jersey, Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
Two more of them. The nationwide total is 16 now, and this continues. So more and more states are looking at this and
they
trying
think
to
it's
make
the marijuana vapes. That's the
people
one
are making their own cartridges or something. Ugh.
Yeah, I think that is the problem. The people are not using the commercial ones. The CDC says the agency is aware of 805 confirmed or probable cases of lung injury associated with these e-cigarettes. Why in the name of God, with all this information, this should be something in the science classes of every high school. Every single high school should be talking and teaching about the vagaries of using these damn products.
It's funny you say that. Go ahead, Jen. No, go ahead.
We're like playing chicken.
No, I just think it's funny. We make a big deal.
We make such a big deal about the vapes. And look, they're terrible. I've never put a vape to my lip. I've never had an e-cigarette. I don't smoke regular cigarettes. I don't like any of it. But what I think is odd is that there's this push to ban all these vapes in these e-cigarette devices when cigarettes have been killing people more than just 16.
Well, that is, right. That's the other side of it.
But the problem, though, is one vape is like smoking like multiple packs of cigarettes in just one vape. That is the problem that people don't know.
And I think they need to regulate it. If they regulated the vapes and the e-cigarettes like they do cigarettes, I think you wouldn't see so many of these problems. But they don't. Well, they have no regulation.
Right. And to Doug's point about teaching in school, Doug, my friend's dad is a chemistry teacher in high school, and he is teaching kids why the vapes are so bad. And I didn't even know this, but I just saw him over the weekend, and I was kind of fascinated by what actually is the real issue with it. Every vape in the cartridge, it's liquid, but it needs a stabilizing oil. And these vapes are all using vitamin E. And Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken could probably tell you right away, if you ingest vitamin E into your lungs, you're doing serious damage. But that's the stabilizing oil that they use. And so I actually think that he seems to think, too, that when they really do, and I hate to say some autopsies here, but I think when they really figure this out, it's not just going to be the THC in the vapes. I think it's going to be the stabilizing oil, whether it's tainted or just vitamin E oil in general. It's just really bad for you to ingest.
Yeah. That's what they say is killing people, is that waxy substance that's getting caught in people's
covers
lungs
up
and
the
causing an infection.
Capillaries in the silly, whatever they call it, in the lungs. Up next, the latest on the GM strike here on the DJV program, 44 after the hour.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a printer.
It's where an associate explained the difference between an inkjet, a laser jet, and a super tank printer in a way I could understand. It's where I found a huge selection of printers at great prices, so I didn't have to run store to store. And it's where I can easily find the ink, toner, and paper I need priced low every day.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all your printing needs. And right now, save up to $200 on select printers. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only and 10/5/19 while supplies last. Exclusions apply.
Supported and sponsored by Therapeutics MD. One-third of a woman's life may be spent in menopause, yet few people talk about it. Silence around menopause can make women feel invisible, but it's time to have their voices heard. By talking about menopause, we can remove the stigma and empower the current and next generation of women to continue to be seen and heard as they experience menopause. Dr. Cheryl Kingsburg, Ph.D.
In time for Menopause Awareness Month, we want to empower women to think about menopause differently while sharing the latest science and innovations that underscore that this is not their mother's menopause.
80% of menopausal women experience common symptoms such as hot flashes, but despite their prevalence, many women remain untreated. Shirley Weir, founder of MenopauseChicks.com and author.
It's important to create an open dialogue so women can feel encouraged to discuss their symptoms with their doctor. There are available treatment options that can help alleviate these symptoms.
To learn more, visit findyouarecool.com.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Jim P. Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I don't understand these numbers. According to the union, General Motors has lost $1 billion since the strike started. I don't get that at all under the circumstances. It may be in terms of the value of their stock, but they got 90 days worth of cars, or they did at the beginning of the strike. Now they got 82 days worth of cars sitting on lots, so it's not like they don't have something to sell. The United Auto Workers aren't being paid, so not losing any money there.
Yeah, but they've had to close down two different plants.
Well, that's the people that support, right, exactly, the building.
They're talking this morning about just how bad the economy is in Michigan already, that it was already so fragile, and that this strike is just making it terrible. And they're even saying, with not to make it all about 2020, but they're saying what happens in Michigan over the next couple of weeks will probably, it really could impact how 2020 comes out.
Yeah. You mean you're talking about the election?
Yeah, because the economy is taking such a hit. And this was a state, Michigan's such a weird state anyway. Obama had it, then Trump flipped it. So it's really kind of it's anybody's game at this point.
Speaking of Trump, Giuliani has hired a former Watergate prosecutor as his personal attorney. Why does he need a lawyer?
I don't know, because he keeps going on all these shows saying over and over, don't they know I'm a lawyer?
He's fantastic. Because he's been subpoenaed, actually. That's why he needs a lawyer. He's
so representation. Who pays for these lawyers?
He would.
Do the individuals pay? So what's the attraction to public service if you're going to open your yap like that and get into trouble and have to pay your own way out? I don't kind of get that at all.
He's made a lot of money.
Right. Not now, though. It's 10 before the hour.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6000. 6637 plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Einstein is here on the DJV program with the latest from the flatulent feline department. One last week started a lot of controversy. I tried to quell it. You heard me, Victoria. I didn't want to have this conversation, but Warren insisted that we talk about gas in cats. So the conversation continued. It was uncontrollable. Excess gas in a cat's stomach. What happens, you know, it's always the dog's fault. It really isn't. It's the cat's fault. But the cat looks around and says, nah, nobody believes that I've got a problem fermenting in my digestive tract. No! Or swallowing air too fast. No!
So are we doing another segment on cat flatulence? Because it kind of sounds like that's where we're headed.
I'm just kind of sitting back and listening.
Yeah, right?
Do you know what causes cat flatulence?
I'd love to hear what Warren has to say about any other topic.
Diets high in wheat, corn, soybeans.
Anything else, Warren. Give us anything.
Let's remember that I deal with behavior, so that end is not my specialty. The front end is my specialty, okay? So what I wanted to talk about today, beyond flatulent felines, is the concept. And I wrote this last week, and it's kind of really, I'm even proud that I wrote it. One reason It's so important to train your dogs is to prevent them from becoming a prisoner of their own misbehavior. And I mean that seriously. What often happens if dogs are not trained throughout their entire lives, they get yelled at for not doing this, don't do that, don't chew, don't jump, don't hump, don't dig, don't. And so by taking the time to educate the dog now becomes more apt to be part of the family where you want to take them on a vacation. You want to take them to the store. I'm going to lunch with my dogs today. You want to take them somewhere. So it's important to educate your dogs, not because you want your dog to sit and stay every time you ask them to, but to really be socialized and become part of the family. So many, I think 80 to 85% of dogs that go to shelters are returned to shelters because of behavior issues. In fact, I just got asked the other day if I would do a seminar for the City of Los Angeles shelters, and I'm going to do it, you know, down the road a bit. But it's so important to understand the concept of education and socialization. What devastates me more than anything in the world to see a dog, I guess people who work with children feel the same way, see a dog with so much potential. And yet that potential is kind of geared towards negativity, because that's the only way the dog gets attention is when he's doing something wrong, not take the guardian's not taking the time to teach him to do something right.
Always when Daisy does her pee and poop outside, I think that's how I got her to stop, because remember, she grew in she spent 2 years or more in a cage, never got out, had two litters, lived in her own poop, never had any training for anything, couldn't walk when I got her. So encouraging her when she poops and pees outside, I think pretty much took care of the problem, and that was your suggestion, Warren. Let's have a round of applause for Warren. I want a round of applause also for this 92-year-old retired veterinarian who spends all of his time, Warren, making wheelchairs for paralyzed animals. His name is Dr. Lincoln Parks. He's dedicated the rest of his life, he said, to custom building carts for paralyzed animals. Dogs, cats, all kinds of and other animals, rabbits that have become unfunctioning or they can't walk or whatever it is. So those are the kind of people you really like to tout.
That's how I differentiate people that I really respect versus those that I don't. People get into certain industries because it's a career to make a living, but yet when they get older and retire, they stop. They just cut it right there. I always respect the people who's such a passion that even when they retire from veterinary or whatever they're doing, their passion is still there to help as many animals as they possibly can. Hats off to that guy. Great idea.
This week, National Black Dog Week, Black Animals. I didn't realize this until we talked about it. Thanks to Victoria for bringing this to our attention, that the black animals, black dogs especially, but black cats as well, suffer when it comes to being adopted. And in fact, more black dogs are euthanized than any other color of dog.
Yeah, it's called black dog syndrome. It's a big problem in most shelters. People just don't want. In fact, I posted on Facebook and Instagram. I don't know, because I have no idea. I mean, I don't know why, but there's obviously reasons for it. I posted on Instagram and Facebook a picture of my little black dog, a Willie, last night. He was actually photobombed by my other dog. But it's important. If you just remember this, when you adopt a dog, it doesn't make any difference what the dog looks like, because you're not going to fall in love with the outside. After an hour or two with the dog, you fall in love with the inside, so he's black, green, orange, or whatever. Maybe I'm lucky because I'm colorblind, so I don't see what color my dogs are. I have a green dog, and I don't even know about it.
It's so weird, though, the black dog thing, because I always just think of black labs as being sort of universally friendly, and people love black labs. So it just doesn't. It never really made sense to me, but a friend of mine adopted a black lab mix from a shelter, and he had been there for a long time, and luckily he's in a wonderful home now. But everyone who worked at the shelter in the city said the same thing. They're like, people don't want black dogs.
Yeah, black dogs are the hardest to find. I know, there's
so
no reason
bizarre.
For it, but they are. Absolutely.
Seems weird. Warren Eckstein, his pet show website is thepetshow.com. He's here with us on the DJV program at 59 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.